you know, if I could give somebody $1,000 and he'd give me $5,000 back, how many times would I give him $1,000? Like every day, right? If you could learn how to make more money back than what you put into it, it's definitely a winning deal. Well, hello and welcome back to the Small Business Startup Essentials podcast, where we dive into the topics of starting your own online personal brand business. Maybe money's tight and you'd like to have an additional income stream, but maybe you're making that later in life pivot and you'd like to monetize your expertise. I offer coaching through my Solopreneur in 90 Days program. You can sign up for a time slot at tomclaremont.com/coaching. But now let's get right into this episode. Well, hello again. Welcome to another episode. Glad to have you back. For today, I'd like to talk a little bit about why I hired a LinkedIn coach. Now, I've been on LinkedIn for a couple of decades now and never really had the desire to take it to a different level, or even didn't even know that I could take it to a different level until recently. I was thinking about this last year, maybe about 2 years ago, and I've known a LinkedIn expert for quite a while. I'm not going to say his name, but I know he's a LinkedIn expert, and I know he's a really good guy, too. I talked to him a number of times. I also, you know, talked to him about his services, and he actually told me once a couple years ago that he thought he was priced out of my budget, and he didn't think that I'd be a good fit for him. Okay, thanks. You know, I didn't even tell him what, you know, we didn't even talk about the actual dollar amount. He just like, no, Tom, you know, I'm out of your league. All right. Okay, then. So I started looking around last year for somebody along the topic of LinkedIn experts, and there certainly is quite a choice out there for sure, right? So I think I went back and forth a little bit. I put it off for a while, and then I'd sort of look around again, and I put it off for a while. But I finally came to the conclusion that, you know, everybody needs help occasionally, right? And just so you know, this isn't the first time I was thinking about hiring a coach. I did hire somebody a few years ago for some branding help. You probably heard this on a prior episode or two a while back. And it was a very good experience. I didn't get one-on-one coaching, but I was part of the group coaching that he provided, and it was still really good information, really good content. He was able to spend some time with me directly, even though it was in a group coaching environment, which I thought was fantastic. But, you know, we have a lot of pieces to the puzzle with our businesses, right? The more pieces there are, the more complicated it can get for putting them all together. So what's the best path for me to take? Because I'm a big DIY guy, you know, truth be told. I have an IT background, which makes having an online business a lot easier for me. I can do a lot of things myself that I would suspect that a lot of people would find it quite a bit harder to do. You know, I launched my own podcast here. I do my own audio editing. I do my own video editing. I don't need to pay for expensive online tools like Kajabi or ClickFunnels. I can do pretty much what they offer without the high price tag. So for me, am I going to continue to DIY this LinkedIn thing, or, you know, try to figure it out on my own, or not, right? So Well, this is one of the topics that I figured I would not try to DIY it and just to, you know, try to figure it out on my own. Okay, so what? Just make this decision and make the commitment, and I'm going to get some help here, Tom. Just do it. So now what? Right? Who's the right choice? You know, there's a lot of them out there, right? A lot of LinkedIn gurus out there. You know, how can I trust people that I don't know, right? We all go through this. People do it with me. Well, as I looked around, sometimes you'll find somebody that kind of catches your eye or maybe your ear in the podcast realm. And that's what happened to me. I saw a particular person that caught my eye, and I saw a lot of his content on LinkedIn because I'm on LinkedIn like a lot, you know, every day. And I saw something that really stood out for me. I saw a referral for him from a person that I knew and had talked to, and he lived in New Jersey. And I was like, wow, okay, that's really interesting. So I kept seeing his content. He puts out some very compelling video content. He has a VSL, a video sales letter in his profile. I checked that out. That looked very professional, very good. It was quite compelling. He's very straightforward. And he's like, you know, look, I'm going to tell you what to do for free. But I can't tell you how to do it through, you know, this free video. So just book a call and we'll talk. And so I hopped on a free strategy session with him, and that helped a lot. So seeing the referral helped a lot. Seeing his content helped a lot. Having a free strategy session helped a lot. But now, what about like the price? I mean, that's really a lot of what's going to determine, you know, if I'm going to hire this person or not, right? I mean, the first guy said, Tom, I really don't think you can afford me, okay? So what are we talking about, right? So for price. So I went through his free strategy session with him, and he showed me the details of the plan. He shared his screen, showed me what the training was that he offered, and showed me the price. And I said, I never spent that amount of money on myself or on my business like this before. You know, will you do split payments? And he said yes. So that helped a lot too. And really, that was the last piece of the, you know, am I getting help for LinkedIn puzzle? So I talked to my wife because it was a big expense. And even though she supports me with my business, she's not a direct part of the business, but I still talked to her about it. And she said, you know what, if this guy is going to help you take your business to another level, then go right ahead. And really, I think how I presented it was, you know, if I could give somebody $1,000 and he'd give me $5,000 back, how many times would I give him $1,000? Like every day, right? If you could learn how to make more money back than what you put into it, it's definitely a winning deal, you know? Sort of a rough example, I know. But so really, my thing with this kind of investment is, look, I'm going to drop $5,000 for this LinkedIn training, and he's going to show me how to make 50 or more by getting, you know, high ticket clients. So to me, it was the math worked, you know, easy, right? So I signed up for his training program, and he had a certain number of one-on-one sessions, but I was also put into the group coaching as well. And there's three of those every week for 6 months. I mean, come on, that's a lot, you know? And so it was far more than, you know, what I thought I was even signing up for, because really that's a big, huge question mark that we're all going to have, right? You know, like, are you going to get your money's worth out of this? You know, when you sign up for something, right? And so, well, let me tell you, folks, I got so much more than I ever thought I would for that $5,000, because the strategy, the support, the group coaching, the one-on-one sessions, you know, just the nuts and bolts of how to do it, what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say, you know, how to book high-ticket clients, how to close calls, implementing your marketing strategy, better funnel strategy. I mean, you know, that's a huge benefit for $5,000, you know, but because when you have a moderately high ticket product or service, and that's what I consider myself to be in, you know, I'm not cheap because I don't provide a cheap product with my coaching program. But when you have a moderately high ticket service, it just takes more investment to be able to present it better and market it better and get your content messaging dialed in better. You know, otherwise, I could have gone years trying to figure out, you know, what to do, and maybe I'll try this, and not really knowing from somebody that will say, look, this is what works and this won't. I mean, for somebody just to tell me that is a huge time saver. I mean, I don't want to waste time. I don't want to waste years of time here, right? Because when you're in DIY mode, you have 1,000 different ways to do anything, right? When you don't really have, you know, the exact formula here on what's going to work, I could spend years trying to figure out this stuff. But when it came to the topic of LinkedIn, you know, we went through every nook and cranny of LinkedIn and talked about what worked for him and what he thinks will work for me. And sometimes it's not the same thing, right? Our businesses are a little different, but there's a lot of similarities, though. So, and he gets that. But there's still, you know, do's and don'ts to anything, right? So did I get my money's worth? Of course I did. Absolutely. Okay. Now, the podcast is for you. The podcast episodes, every single one of them, is how to help you with your situation and your potential of having an online business, or maybe if you have one already, how to build what your online business is already. So, you know, what about you? You know, you might be on LinkedIn and you might not be on LinkedIn. I don't know if you are, and I can certainly, you know, point you in the right direction if you want some help with that. But the concept I'm trying to get across here isn't just specifically for LinkedIn. It's the mindset of, you know, why I hired somebody to help me solve a problem, because everybody listening to this episode has a problem, right? You're probably listening in because you have a business, or you want to have a business. You're thinking about having a business at some point in your life, and I know you've got issues and problems, and I'm not talking about personal issues. I'm talking about how many pieces there are to your puzzle. We all have a different size of the puzzle here, right? So, you know, would you spend $5,000 to $5,000 to learn how to make $50,000 or $100,000? You know, that's sort of the point I'm trying to get across here. Okay, so think about it a little bit, folks, because there's a time to do it yourself, and there's a time to not do it yourself. And I learned in a huge way how not to do it myself. Okay, so I hope this episode, you know, just helped to shed more light on this fuzzy topic of hiring a coach. All right, hope it helps. Well, that's all for this episode. If you want to get started on your online business and need some help working through the process, I have a few options for you. You can take the brand new online course I just created, the Solopreneur 90-Day Launch Plan, and go through the same coaching process that I offer one-on-one, but at your own pace. Or you can get direct one-on-one or group coaching from me, where we can really dig into the issues that you're struggling with the most. Either way, you'll have a roadmap for your launch with a solid foundation in place. Just go to tomclaremont.com and pick the options that work best for you. I'll put the link in the show notes. But friends, as always, stay encouraged, follow your dream, and don't give up.